The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another day of conversation here. Maybe a few have been on a couple hours for some of you. Some of you actually stick around. Can you imagine, Kenny, that some people listen to the entire 6 hours of this program?
I do.
There you go. I guess I am too, now that I think about it. Doug Steffen, the king of Dudley World, sir, talk a lot. On the air with Ken Kessler. Jennifer is off this week in Hawaii, where she goes about once every, five or six weeks, it seems, four or five times a year. I have to tag along on one of those trips. Richie, yeah. I think, is back tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Things that people are talking about today, the focus on the Middle East, more importantly, what's going on with ISIS, and some of the things that are equated with the ISIS discussion, Iran supplying weapons to Kurdish forces and their fight against the militants. It seems that there is a unification, interestingly enough, coming. Many of the Arab nations are striking out against the really the horrible historical badness of ISIS. And I wonder how the connection, the airstrikes in Libya by, I think, the Egyptians and the Jordanians, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of Middle Eastern countries that are surprising the United States, frankly, in their focus on, these countries are not usually as pronounced as these folks have been the last two or three days, trying to get at the heart and soul of ISIS. Qatar working to help free four Americans held hostage there in Syria by these armed groups. The source declined to name the four people, and the situation hasn't been verified yet. It's sort of hearsay, in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of hearsay attached to this, as there is most any story. One of the things that has attracted a lot of attention, yesterday I was in New York City, and I sat down at a meeting, and the first thing this fellow talked about with me had anything to do with my radio program or what was going on in the radio business. He said, did you hear this story from one of the former CIA directors that within the next 6 weeks, ISIS is going to launch an attack in America? And I hadn't really heard too much about this. Did you get a drift of any of this during the day yesterday, Kenny? Or did it not come until last night? You didn't hear anything about this yesterday. All right,
no,
so,
I didn't.
Anyway, there are a lot of people who are now buzzing about this comment that was made by this. I think his name is Edwards, but I'm not sure. It doesn't make any difference what his name is, really. What really makes a difference is that we have been hearing a lot from Mr. Perry about how ISIS operatives could be coming through the border. There have been a lot of people with hysterical sort of notions. Matter of fact, yesterday when I was talking with Meredith about this, we were planning a trip to Los Angeles from Boston. It really didn't even enter my mind that we're flying out of here on September 11th to go to Los Angeles. Didn't come close to my thinking when I made the reservation. But I wonder how many people will not fly on September 11th, especially now that there is this rumor. One wonders whether there is anything other than just a lot of hooey attached to this. You hear a lot of these things, and frankly, the CIA is great at planting things that make them look good. So, is it a problem? Are you worried? Is the fact that I'm even mentioning it playing into what I don't like to play into, and that's fear-based conversations? I found something that sort of counters it. I am not necessarily a huge fan of Alex Jones, although the more I listen to him and read some of the material, I find myself agreeing with his points of view. I don't know that I agree with the way that they're presented, but I do think that there is a lot to what he says, frankly. And so it isn't, what is the old expression? The medium is the message, not the messenger. Kenny, I think that's it. The medium is the message. Yeah. And through radio and a lot of podcasts and stuff, he's gained a great reputation and has a lot of people's attention. So he's been talking about this the last few days. And there was an email, a Facebook post, in fact, that was put out by a number of men who are in the Marines, warning ISIS not to attack the United States, or in essence, you get yours. Now, there's a whole long sort of, I don't know if you can find this Facebook post, it comes from an Iraq veteran named Nick Powers, Kenny. It's gone viral under the hashtag a message from the U.S. to ISIS. There's a photo there of Marines posing around a sign that reads, 72 Virgin Dating Service Apply Here. They got a sense of humor about it anyway. So is there something to worry about here? We're going to talk to Ivan Eland, who is from the Center on Peace and Liberty. We'll discuss this concern that many people have to find out whether he thinks these people study all of this stuff, these back and forth memos that you know are being listened to by the NSA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These people in these think tanks are looking at this stuff all the time. So we'll find out from him whether there's anything to worry about from his perspective. Up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you can take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits. Select models. Excludes taxes. Require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I now have Ivan Eland, who's been with us before, senior fellow, director of the Center for Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, paying attention to the back and forth between various influencers, if you will. The thing you wrote in the Huffington Post, Ivan, this week, there's no question that ISIS is one of the most brutal terrorist organizations in the world, but the real question is, how big of a threat is the group to the U.S.? Yesterday, I was talking before you came on about a conversation I had with some people in New York who were not in the news business, they're in the radio business, and they said, hey, have you heard the story from the CIA person, former CIA person, that in the next 6 weeks, ISIS wants to make their mark, as it were. They become famous, infamous, and they want to have the same quote unquote credibility as Al Qaeda. So they're going to pull off something in America. What do you make of all of that?
Well, you know, we hear this all the time. There have been very few terrorist groups that have attacked the U.S. over the years. In fact, terrorism in North America has been a very rare event compared to the other continents of the world. We're away from the centers of conflict. So we have sort of a natural buffer, just as we've had a natural security buffer around us from invasion since the founding of the country, with the two huge moats of oceans and friendly neighbors. And also now, of course, we have nuclear weapons. So all around, our security is, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to those who say, well, prove it. You know, we see all these inflammatory threats all the time. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's an Army general and Obama's chief military advisor, who's independent of Obama, basically, said on Sunday that he doesn't think that ISIS is a threat to the homeland at this point. He says it's a regional threat, and I agree with him.
All right, but there are other people who on Sunday, Mike Rogers, who hasn't seen a microphone or a television camera, he doesn't like to avoid as much publicity as he can get, said that the ISIS extremists are one plane ticket away from the U.S. shores, like they're going to buy a ticket, get on a plane, and come over here. But I suppose if, for example, this rapper that is rumored, the British rapper that's rumored to have beheaded Foley, he takes off his rap and looks like a normal person, he could buy a plane ticket and get over here, right?
Well, I suppose he could, but you have to have an organized plot. You have to have infrastructure. That's another thing. Since we're halfway across the world, terrorists actually have a harder time operating here because they don't have infrastructure. There's not a radicalized Muslim population here like there is in even Europe. And so you have to have infrastructure. You don't just I'm one plane ticket away from taking a trip to Australia. I can go down to the airport, get my passport, and go, right? But when I get there, you know, I have to have at least a hotel or friends to stay with or something like that. And if I wanted to do something nefarious, which I don't, I'd have to have even more resources. The other thing here, I think, is that this threat has largely been contained, and then the U.S. bombed it. This threat feeds on Sunni disaffection with the Shiite government in Iraq. If they get a new government in Iraq, or if they partition the country into autonomous, self-governing areas, they could still call it Iraq, where the Shiites weren't oppressing the Sunnis, you would probably see what happened when the U.S. occupation was, and that is that this group is even more brutal than al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was the precursor to this group. And you would see the Sunnis throw them out, the moderate Sunni tribes, because the only thing that's feeding this is that they think that the Shiite government is more oppressive than this group. So the other thing is, this group is different than al-Qaeda. It's not just a terrorist organization. Terrorist organizations don't hold territory. The main purpose of this group is not to be a terrorist organization. It's to create a radical Islamic caliphate, meaning a country. That's why they, you know, in Syria and Iraq. Well, if people decide they want to hold territory, it's a whole different ballgame than if they're shadowy and they blend back into the population. You have a target that you can hold hostage. The reason we haven't had a nuclear war after World War II is that countries had territory. We could threaten their territory. They could threaten our territory. The right. Same thing with ISIS and the Taliban.
All right, Ivan. Thank you. Ivan Even from the Independent Institute.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Emmys last night. Some lyrics to some of today's big TV show things. Let's listen to a few of these.
It's not because she's cold. It's because she just loves the president. Remember the sky he was in.
This is a little inside, isn't it, Kenny?
Making out.
Yeah, and it. Well, you have to see it because it shows which the big screens up that had the picture of the TV show that he was doing.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with them, yeah.
Most people were interested in the promotion that had been built around Billy Crystal saying he was going to pay tribute to Robin Williams. And so this is as much of it as we can fit in here. Billy Crystal's tribute to Robin Williams in the Emmys last night.
He made us laugh. Hard. Every time you saw him. On television, movies, nightclubs, arenas, hospitals, homeless shelters for our troops overseas, and even in a dying girl's living room for her last wish. He made us laugh, big time. I spent many happy hours with Robin on stage. I mean, the brilliance was astounding. The relentless energy was kind of thrilling. I used to think if I could just put a saddle on him and stay on for 8 seconds, I was going to do okay. Robin, Whoopi, and I once were in Shea Stadium in the broadcast booth with the great Tim McCarver. It was Comic Relief Day for the New York Mets, and Robin knew nothing about baseball. I asked him, what's your favorite team? And he said, the San Franciscos.
So he was a little lost in the conversation, so I got an idea, and I said, you know, Tim, we have a great Russian baseball player with us. And I looked over, his eyes got all bright, his ears perked up. Like he was a little dog that was inside all day, and the master came and said, hey, you want to go for a walk? So I said, what's baseball like in Russia? Without missing a beat, he said, well, we only have one team, the Reds. Well, the next pitch, the batter fouled one off. It came screaming back at us. We ducked down. It slammed against the wall. Robin turned around. It bounced into his hands, and he stood up and screamed, I love America. I'm going to defect. It's very hard to talk about him in the past because he was so present in all of our lives. For almost 40 years, he was the brightest star in a comedy galaxy. But while some of the brightest of our celestial bodies are actually extinct now, their energy long since cooled, but miraculously, because they float in the heavens so far away from us now, their beautiful light will continue to shine on us forever. And the glow will be so bright, it'll warm your heart, it'll make your eyes glisten, and you'll think to yourselves, Robin Williams, what a concept.
Billy Crystal's tribute to Robin Williams, very warm. Also winning last night was Bryan Cranston, best actor in a drama for Breaking Bad.
I was a kid who always looked for the shortcut, schemer. My own family nicknamed me Sneaky Pete. My own family. So I did happen to stumble upon finding a passion that created a seed and bloomed into something so wonderful for me. I love to act. It is a passion of mine, and I will do it until my last breath.
And Juliana Margulies, I think is the way to pronounce her name. I like her. I never pronounce her name right. Won for Best Actress in The Good Wife.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, on this, the 40th anniversary of his resignation, how does Richard Nixon's Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Given that this is the 40th year since Nixon's resignation over Watergate and Rick Perlstein's book about it, how does the scandal of Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
I think obviously it changed the dynamic somewhat between the public and the presidency and the media, the press, and the White House as well. I think that prior to Nixon, you had a fairly deferential media concerning the White House. Afterwards, not so much. But in many ways, I think things haven't really changed. There might be the kind of florid corruption and, you know, slush funds and stuff that Nixon had, but that kind of behavior has just been legalized now. Now we have PACs.
I think Brother Reagan largely had it right. The end of the innocence of the press corps and the press in the United States forever changed then. I mean, you can look at JFK and his infidelities and his infirmities. You can look at FDR and, of course, the braces that he had on his legs and the fact that they raised the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, to hide those from the American people. And I think the focus has changed. So now it's no longer just looking at the actions of one particular actor at the President of the United States, but now we're looking at political action committees, super PACs, The way that money has influenced the political process has corrupted.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Today is the Tuesday Good Day program, and it is Tuesday in your life, and we're happy to be a part of it here. My name is Doug Steffen, also Dudley Steffen, a.k.a., as it were, and Sir Talk-A-Lot is something that has been thrown at me recently. The anniversary today, Ken Kessler's here with me. Jennifer is off until next week. There was a no-fly zone created in southern Iraq on this date in 1992. I was thinking about it. When you look at the Middle East and all of this, oh my God! Ah! What are we? What have we done to deserve this? The world community might be asking itself, and a lot of people blame America because of its oil aggression. That's probably part of it, but it certainly isn't the whole thing. It's just, it goes back so far. The business, I always talk about the fact that, the three major religions formed in Jerusalem among the same family. Well, they all, you could say, well, the Muslim religion didn't come along long until later on. Well, seeds were there long before it actually was put together. At any rate, back to this date in 1992, a no-fly zone imposed on southern Iraq called Operation Southern Watch, orchestrated by the U.S. and France and Britain. It was in support of the United Nations, which had passed a resolution to contain Iraq because Saddam Hussein had started his move into Kuwait. He said, they're stealing our oil. We want it back again. We're going to annex them. And he completely misjudged American intention and European intention to the point of getting clobbered. And from that point on, we all started thinking, those of us who were, I don't know if mature is the right word for it, but looking ahead, what this guy was all about and what is going on in the Middle East and how do we protect ourselves. And we didn't have any inkling that was going to affect us as much as it did. We thought we were supporting our pals in Europe, the French, the Germans, the British, the Spanish, Italians, from anything that might happen that started in Iraq. Had no idea. Well, at that point in time, we didn't know here at home the kinds of deals that Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld had put together with Iraq for American oil. We didn't even know it was in the 70s when those deals were made. Even in the 90s, people didn't really realize what the impact was of our involvement and interest or investment, if you will, and deals that have been made to protect oil, and it still follows us today. I think it was last week, wasn't it, Kenny? We had somebody on from one of these think tanks that suggested that that young lady whose name I don't remember at the moment, said that the reason that we were in and her organization's feelings, and they sort of back it up with a lot of work, we're still in Iraq because of the oil. And we want to protect the interest that ExxonMobil has and the other American oil companies because they're really steeped now. We got the oil for them, so some say, and now we have to protect it for them. Thus, the interest in isolating ISIS. So whether you buy that stuff or you don't buy that stuff, it's something at least to think about or to talk about, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to think. We're here to talk. 888-302-3684. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. And to join us on the social network, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. So what are people saying about what the latest machinations are with regard to ISIS? We were talking earlier about the hysteria. Is ISIS going to attack America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What's going on over there, not only with the Libyans, the Syrians, the Iraqis, the Iranians? When I was a kid, by the way, in school, I studied all of this area. But I didn't know anything about this area. It was all like, and I'm talking about in high school and in college, I took more of an interest in it because one of my favorite professors was a fellow, an Iraqi national, who'd come over here, gone to school in Northwestern, got a degree, a PhD in political science and American history, and then he came to the college where I went, Heidelberg, and taught there for 24 years. His name was Muhyiddin Hattour. What a wonderful human being. Great sense of humor. Terrific. His accent was just good enough so that he was understandable, but it wasn't easy. You had to be listening to him. But boy, did he teach me a lot. I found it fascinating. So I've always known more about what was going on in the Middle East than most people who were my friends. But there's no practical application of it until I went to Iraq 4 years or so ago. So understanding or not understanding, most Americans don't go to this part of the world. We don't understand this part. We don't understand their thinking. And so we're baffled by these situations. But yeah, when you get right down to it, Saddam Hussein was a greedy bastard, just like most other, like Hitler was a greedy bastard. Most of these people that become potentates get there because they're smart, they're wily, they concoct plans and schemes, they're fearless, they kill anybody that gets in their way, and that's how they get to power. And, these days you get to power if you have oil or the means to produce energy. That's how people come to power. They either have the means to produce or control energy, or they somehow or other wrap themselves around those who do. Think about it. Look at Putin. He and his KGB pals have managed to bump off all of the legitimate rivalries, shall we say, to those who were in control of the oil after the situation in Russia changed, look at who owns the oil companies. All these ex-KGB guys. Look at the fabulous wealth these ex-KGB people. The most expensive apartment in New York City sold for $35 million to an ex-KGB guy that owns an oil company in Russia. $35 million bucks he paid for an apartment in New York.
Wow.
He's an oil guy. And you can see the same thing in Los Angeles. Most expensive home in Los Angeles was sold to a Russian oil guy about 2 years ago. It wasn't $35 million, but it was like it was 20-something million. Oil guy, KGB guy. What do you think? This is an accident? And look around the world where all of these people who have this huge wealth, they got it. Well, in America, they got it because they were born into the family. But who knows how originally they got it? What kind of a guy was Getty? For example, I don't know whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. I know that he covered up a lot of what he did that was bad by giving a lot of the money away, building the Getty Museum, and trying to buy his way into acceptance through the latter part of his life. So anyway, I don't think I'm rambling, but I think I'm making a point. And back to Saddam, he wanted to get a hold of as much oil as he could. That's why he went into Kuwait. So, that's what started all of the stuff. Every single problem that we have today can be traced to oil and energy. Anybody want to argue that, Kenny?
No, I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm calling your attention. I have no, maybe I do have an axe to grind a little bit, but I think two of the lousiest, quote-unquote, public servants, the only people they served was themselves, were Cheney and Rumsfeld. What a travesty. And the thing that bothers me more about it than anything else is that one of the guys that I like the most in modern history, Ronald Reagan, was duped by those two clowns into changing our energy policy when he was president. He was, he trusted them. And they were not to be trusted, and he was told, he sort of was led. And I always thought he was a great judge of character, too. Didn't you think he was, Kenny? Reagan was a great judge of character for the most part. He wasn't with these two boobs, but it's frustrating, and yet it is all about these two guys wanted power and control, same as everybody else, so they went to bed with the guys who had the oil. They didn't have it themselves, but they figured, look at what Cheney did for himself. After his career in public service before he became vice president, he ran the largest oil holding company in the, I think even in the world, certainly in America. Halliburton is the biggest oil servicing and drilling company in America, and they may be in the world. He made $23 million a year. Not bad, right? How did he get there? How do you think he got that job? Food for thought. Dr. Ron Hoffman, speaking of food for thought, a discussion of a couple of different medical items. Do women who are pregnant need a flu shot? Let's get his spin on that in a moment. It's 16 and a half for the hour here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store at staples.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us every week at this time. Dr. Hoffman has a great website, drhoffman.com, in which there are many articles every week that will help get you into the right place. This is my pejorative. I think he puts me into the right place. Whether he puts you into the right place, you got to figure that out on your own. Just have to access the information and see if it makes sense to you. One of the things that I rail about, and I think you have a similar point of view on flu shots, whether everybody needs them or not. Latest edict from the American College of Obstetricians. I always love saying that. Obstetricians, whatever. You know who I'm talking about. Gynecologists. Say all pregnant women ought to have a flu shot. Agree or disagree?
The paradox is that at the time that a woman is pregnant, she is most vulnerable to the effects of toxic influences. So the things that she breathes, the food that she eats, even the thoughts that that she thinks can be imparted to the baby in some way. And this is the problem, when pregnant women develop the flu, there tends to be a more serious problem for them and potentially for the baby. So what are you going to do? Well, the edict here is pregnant women need a flu shot. And they say that getting the flu shot is the first and most important step in protecting yourself against the flu. And then for the baby, there's actually some evidence that that babies who come from moms who have the flu might be at higher risk for certain birth defects, even for schizophrenia. So what's a mother to do? You know, there's issues related to the shots, that the shots kick the immune system into high gear and can cause problems. Some of them contain toxic mercury. So this is really a dilemma.
So what's the answer?
I think the answer is we shouldn't just rest assured that, hey, no problem, you know, let's just move along, nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. We need to do more research on
the effects of vaccines.
Yeah, it's not conclusive. It's a tough issue, and but I think there's a bit of a cover-up going on.
We, speaking of cover-ups, we ran a story at DougStephan.com last week about an Australian hospital sending out a lot of apologies after they sent out 200 death notices to patients and their doctors, patients that were very much alive. And
it's medicine at its best. You know, just push a button and then you send out a lot of reminders.
I sort of chuckled at that, but I wonder how often. In this case, no harm done, really, except the hysteria for the families of the people who were pronounced dead and they weren't. But how often information is wrong?
This is not
perfect science, but what about the science of medicine being wrong?
Well, absolutely. I mean, sometimes I'll read physical exams that are generated by these computer-assisted programs, and it'll be on a woman, and it'll say, penis and genitals normal. You know, it's like, hello, what did you push the wrong button? Or are you just using boilerplate? And, you know, so this will happen more and more, I think, as we adopt e-medicine. Of course, e-medicine can help us in some ways because it'll sometimes question you, like, doctor, do you really mean to give this medication at that dosage? Mm-hmm. And there'll be warnings and stops, so maybe less accidents, but also, a lot, garbage in, garbage out. You know how it goes.
You, in a recent one of your Intelligent Medicine newsletters, which come out every week, again, you go to drhoffman.com to sign up for those, wrote about the work withdrawal syndrome. This is the third most popular vacation week of the year. What are some of the signs of people? Spend a few seconds talking about some of the signs you write about where people are too attached to work.
Well, sometimes people feel restless. They feel apprehensive. They feel kind of depressed. They want to fill every minute with some sort of productive activity. And that's a sign that you might have WWS, which is work withdrawal syndrome. It's a variant of workaholism, inability to have unstructured time to do nothing, and it literally is addiction because people get addicted to the pace of modern life and to work, and sometimes they can't stand not working.
And part of it is being so connected to those damn devices that everybody's using. All right, some good reading. drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us on Good Day.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods, chiropractic to optimize nervous system function, and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The focus on Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter, and the research and the news that he comes up with. So let's get started with that, Kenny. Shelley's going to talk with us today about enticing new offers. There are a couple of them, actually, from the major cell phone providers that may help get your money's worth. Wow, what a concept. You get your money's worth using a cell phone. It isn't going to happen at Verizon, I'm going to bet, but let's see what he's found out. So Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes of monthly high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for more bang for your buck from your wireless provider, T-Mobile and Sprint are bending over backwards to gain your affection and business. In a race to outdo each other and become the clear number three wireless provider in the U.S., T-Mobile and Sprint recently rolled out enticing new offers. T-Mobile is offering up a year of free unlimited LTE service to you and any friends you convince to switch over to its network. If you're a T-Mobile customer that already has unlimited LTE and you bring a friend over, you'll get a $10 credit on your account each month for a year. Sprint, meanwhile, is looking to undercut T-Mobile as well as AT&T and Verizon on price. New and existing Sprint customers who buy their phone outright or bring over a Sprint-compatible device are eligible for unlimited talk, text, and data for $60 a month. Verizon and AT&T no longer offer unlimited data plans for smartphones, and the $60 price point is $20 less a month than T-Mobile. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, so let's turn our attention to the World Health Organization. According to them, vaccines help prevent more than 30 infectious diseases worldwide. Channel Caraway tells us why it may be time to take your children for a wellness checkup.
With the new school year quickly approaching, now is a good time to think beyond shopping and extracurricular activities. Registered nurse and CEO of Healthy Women, Beth Badalino, recommends having a chat about your child's health care with their health care provider.
The school year can be hectic, so I encourage parents to use the summer break to make appointments with their child's healthcare professional to discuss vaccines recommended for their preteens and teens. As your children grow, it's also important to check on any previous vaccinations that may need to be updated.
Badalino also says that there are other vaccines recommended for older children.
Preteen and teen boys and girls may be at risk for certain diseases beyond those they were at risk for when they were younger. So it's important to discuss the vaccines and dosing schedules that are recommended for children in these age groups.
Vaccines are recommended not only for children, preteens, and teens, but across an individual's entire lifetime to help maintain health and wellness. To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, visit lifetimeofvaccines.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Well, it's always exciting to kind of figure out what's going on in the world of technology. From the simplest cell phones, I had this cell phone that I had to reprogram from Verizon.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, quercetin, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.